first of all, let me tell you a true story about how I personally experienced this without even knowing it. You know, sometimes we teach what we most must know. My husband Jim and I went through a major change. It's been almost 3 years ago. And I teach stuff on change. I should have, like, seen myself, right? We decided Jim would work for the county, and then he worked for the state for 12 years in corrections. A lot of job security and corrections nowadays. He worked for the parole board, and he was really at the height of his career. He'd been employee of the month, that quarter, and he had been elected to go some big leadership thing. And in the midst of that, we decided we really wanted him to quit his job and come to work with me in the speaking business. Now, I will admit to you that I ignored the pain for maybe 2 weeks. And then suddenly it struck me, oh my goodness, I'm the sole breadwinner. Have I, like, lost my mind? What are we doing? Oh, I can't even believe we did. And then I moved into feeling the pain. These are the kind of conversations Jim and I would have. He's director of operations. He does all the workbooks, takes care of all the money, does all the behind-the-scenes stuff to make enable me to do what I do. And I remember Jim coming to me at one point and saying, you know what, Patty, tell me a little bit about, you know, what I can do for you today. We had sort of a job description, of course, but there were times he had extra time. And initially I said, one of my first statements was, don't answer the phone. You know clients want to talk to me, so don't answer the phone. It's like, okay, I won't answer the phone. And I said, I got something for you to do. You know, you can go to the post office. That would be a really big help. You can go to the post office. He's thinking, I quit a good job to go to the post office. Have I lost my mind, right? I mean, he's having serious doubts. And I said, hey, one more thing. You can go to the copy store. You can run all the errands. I completely pushed him out. Now, think about this. I was never a team player in basketball or any sport I ever played. How did I think I'd ever be a team player with my husband? I was not a team player. And then the crucial moment hit. This was probably, I hate to admit this to you, this was probably 6 months after he quit his job. It took me that long to really feel the pain. And he said to me at one point, he said, you know, Patty, I'm just curious. I just want a little feedback from you. He said, I have noticed that at times when people ask you about the speaking business, you refer to it as our business. And then there are other times that you still refer to it as your business. What gives? I took about a minute and a half to think about that, and I said to him, well, it depends on what you did for me that day. Which leads me to the reactions that one has when you're in pain. I personally experienced, I became a cat. Now let's do a little poll here. How many of you are cat owners? Hey, this is a non-cat group. How many are dog owners? Oh, the majority of dog owners. Now, let's do the difference. Now, you've been gone for a couple days, right? You're going to come home tonight or this afternoon, however long it takes you to get, and you walk in the door and you're a dog owner. What does that dog do when he sees you or she sees you? They come running up. Man, they're so excited. You've been gone for a couple days. If they're not well trained, they jump on you. They're wagging. They are so excited. Nah, cat owners. You've been gone a couple of days, and you show up, and what does your cat do? They don't care. Unless you do treats, they're there. There's something in it for them. Here's the point between cats and dogs. First reaction, I did this personally. Cat reaction is we lick our wounds and we keep to ourselves. Think about this with your cats. If you have a cat who gets in a cat fight, it'll be days later and you say, hey, look, I think Muffy must have gotten in a cat fight. Look at there. It looks like there's a little scratch. Never let you know they got into a cafe. A dog? Are you kidding? They come in, they're limping, and they're you got to clean them up and brush them, give them a special treat. They need lots of attention. Cat says, I'm fine on my own. This is what cats and organizations do. They say, you didn't ask for my opinion, and I'm not giving it to you. I'll just be really quiet, and I hope you notice I haven't said anything to you for days. Some of you are thinking, finally, they've shut up, and I don't need to deal with them. This is the first cat reaction. They have moved into silence. I control what I say, not you. And you could even ask them, you know, are you sure you're okay with this? I'm fine. Really? You sure you don't want to talk? No, I'm fine. Fine's a great word, isn't it? I'm fine. Then they move into cat reaction number two. We already started to allude to this, but They definitely whine and manipulate, but here's the interesting thing. They will not whine and manipulate to you. They whine and manipulate to each other. We get together for lunch, she and I, and we talk about, can you believe this is a terrible change? I can't believe they've done this. We come back to work, we're in a really bad mood because we've been whining and manipulating to each other. You get them all together, it's really a nasty thing because we're unhappy, but we don't think you're going to listen. And realistically, I find that a lot of leaders in management do this, is we become the Sam I Am of change agents. How many of you have read the Green Eggs and Ham book, right? You're familiar, this is like the most obnoxious Dr. Seuss book, right?
Yeah.
Some of you wish you had never, see, it's not even, I have it. My kids no longer have it on their shelf. Don't have to read it that way. Here's the point. Interestingly enough, this guy has no name. Did you ever realize this? The entire book, no name. Then you have Sam I Am. Hi, I'm Sam I Am. I am. All right? And then he comes along and goes, you should like green eggs and ham. And how does he convince the no-name guy that he should eat green eggs and ham? Gives him 45 different options, right? 33 different versions. For instance, you might like green eggs and ham on a train in the rain, or you might eat it in a box with a fox. And what does the no-name guy say consistently?
I do not like
green eggs and ham until the very end of the book. Then what happens? He likes them, and we hold out for this as managers. Here's the reality, people. This is a fairy tale. It does not work in organizations. You cannot go and say, you're going to like this wage reclassification. You cannot say, you're going to like the fact we're doing things. And they're going to go, no, I do not like it. I'm not eating it. And you can beat them up. But you know what? What if Sam I Am had said, well, what would you like differently than green eggs? Maybe the no-name guy would have said, pink. I could deal with pink. You might need to just change your change a little bit and they'll be happy. We got to listen to our people. They have names. They have feelings. And some of you will need to go out and buy this book or dig it out of your children and bring it to work and paste it there and go, that's right, I refuse to be Sam I Am change agent. Because it will kill you if you force it down their throats. Because what will happen is literally, middle managers will do this just as readily as your employees will do it. They will kill the change. And until you get them on board, it will not happen. Which leads me to the third type of reaction. If the whining doesn't work, then they just go out and just hiss and pick fights. I mean, they get downright nasty. Here's the interesting thing. I love, again, public sector. This is with the top level of the organization. This person wrote me and said, my biggest concern is the unwillingness of the administrative staff, that's the executive staff, to admit they make a mistake. Some of them tend to point out others' faults in order to minimize their own. This type of behavior causes animosity and resentment towards each other. I would like to see clear goals and realistic time frames. That's what's happening. Hissing, picking fights. I will make sure it fails. Fourth is they mark their territory. You know how cats mark their territory. I'm telling you, people do it close to the same, but not exactly. They will mark. Didn't I do that with Jim? Don't answer the phone. That's my territory. Don't cross my line. People will draw a line, an imaginary box, around their job, around their office, around their responsibilities, and they'll say, you don't touch the line, or you will be in trouble. They will absolutely mark it. It's a safety thing. If I can mark my territory, the pirate won't come in and change things. They will mark it, and they will make sure people don't. Again, team unity, there is none. They're just territorializing. The fifth thing they do is they withhold warmth. Cats do this. Have you noticed if you try to pet a cat and they don't want to be petted, they will arch their back and walk away. People do the same thing, but they withhold information. Remember, the key is, in change, is that they need to give information, give input, and what they will do is keep it. You didn't ask for my information, so therefore I'll make sure your change fails. You might have to ask them 50 times, and they will still say, you didn't ask. You're not communicating enough. How many of you have heard that? Just not communicating enough. You cannot over-communicate, in my estimation, during change because they're not hearing half of it because they're in so much pain and they're thinking what's happening. here's a major message, because my guess is that some of you in this room are going through a change that's affecting you personally. You may see yourself in some of these cat reactions. I once had a participant say to me, you know what, I've always thought that dogs think they're human. You know, they got to sit at the table, eat people food, be treated like a person. He said, but I believe cats think they're God. And truly, employees, managers alike, we think we're pretty much with God. We can make this change fail, and you'll never know why it didn't work. Because it's very underhanded, very low-key, very manipulative around the system. They'll make sure it changes or doesn't change. And you've heard the term herding cats. It doesn't work. It's an individual thing, and that's the most frustrating thing about people who are trying to lead change is you're doing it one at a time. You can't group them all. And the other point is, have you ever heard the term working cats? No. You've heard of working dogs, correct? Guide dogs, lead dogs. You've never heard of working cats. That's because they don't work. Now, think about that. That's very much, you lose so much productivity. You have to ask yourself, how am I going to communicate this change? How am I going to get them involved as much as possible so that, in fact, the change will go through, but it will be clearly partly their input and partly their plan? I'll tell you, the number one complaint I hear from employees is, no one asks for my input. Number one complaint I hear from executives and administrators is, I just wish our employees would show more initiative in giving us input. I stand as an outsider going, oh, you both want the same thing. You have to come partway there and say, I value your input, and then just don't say that. Show how you put it or did not put it in the plan. That's the biggest mistake I see. Got all the input. Mike gave us input. Rob gave Mark. Everybody gave us input, but then you never turn around and go, well, this is why we used her, this is why we didn't. They're okay. You didn't use their input as long as they know why. Huge question for them. Here, however, is the point I want to make with those of you that are in pain, and you've definitely have sunk into the cat reactions. Here's my point. I really believe that if you've been a cat all day long, hissing, picking fights, whining, manipulating, I don't believe for a moment that you magically transform yourself on your drive home so that when you arrive home, you walk in and you go, hi, honey. Hi, kids. I'm home. No. I truly, honestly believe, because I've experienced it myself, that if you've been a cat all day long, you will be a cat at night. So I don't think you should change necessarily for your agency, your city. I think you need to change for yourself. And that is clearly a very important message that your employees need to hear. I would never suggest that you would simply change because it's best for the state or the county or the city. I would suggest that you will lose your family because you take the pain home every night. And I know for a fact there are people who have lost their families due to organizational change and bringing that pain home every single night until literally their family has died to them. And that is a price, in my estimation, that will never be worth